What's up, everyone? Happy Sunday and welcome to the Queen Chat. I am Andrea and I'm in the Queendom today, solo dolo. So I just wanted to check in with everyone and give you a quick segment today. Now, it's been a quite interesting last couple of weeks for me, and a lot of things have been going on business-wise, and I wanted to come and talk to the Queen Chat audience just a little bit about business and just why things are the way they are, why we do the things that we do. Before I get started, let me go ahead and give our woman empowerment quote for today. It's quite simple. Behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. And I truly believe that, and I wish that there was more of that in the world where women just supported other women. And no matter your background or color, but specifically, you know, Black women, we tend to support others but not support ourselves. A couple of weeks ago, I had someone that I don't know, a customer, potential customer, come, and she had been sick, and I could tell she wasn't feeling well. So of course, you know, she's telling me her symptoms and everything, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, here, I have, you know, a holistic natural medicine business. This is what I do. I have something that can possibly help you. Right now, I didn't know this person. I'm just meeting this person. It's strictly business, not a friendship, not hanging out or anything, just customer. Next day, I see her. She's still sick. She's like, you know, she went to the doctor, and the doctor told her what it was and gave her these prescriptions, and, you know, she's still not feeling well. So this went on for about 2 or 3 days. So, you know, after the first couple of days, I've already advertised to you. I've already, you know, said this is what I can do. I also suggested other things that she could try, you know, on her own. She kept saying, yeah, I'm gonna get with you. You know, I'm gonna purchase some things. Sure, no problem. So we exchanged numbers. Eventually, she did message me, and she said, hey, you know, I want to try, you know, what such and such, you know, I want to try this product. Can you bring it tomorrow? So I text her later on that day, and I said, hey, what, you know, do you still want me to bring your order? I was going to see her the next day. So you still want me to bring your order tomorrow? She said, yes. I said, okay, well, do you want the 30 count or the 60 count? For most people, for those of you who don't know, when I do capsules, I usually, generally, I make a 30 count and I make a 60 count. I asked her, I said, do you want the 30 count or do you want the 60 count? She said, well, I actually wanted to sample or try some of them before I decide if I wanted a 30 count or a 60 count. And I looked at the text and I didn't really know where to go from there. And I think for just, you know, a regular person just looking at the text, you probably wouldn't think anything of it. But as an entrepreneur, a newer entrepreneur, it's just, I was like, wait a minute. I don't know this person. You know, we're just meeting. Why would you ask me for a sample? Like, you know, when you went to Walmart, did you ask them for a sample of the, you know, medicine from the pharmacy? I was offended and I was upset. And so I messaged the customer back and I said, you know, I don't do samples. You know, this is my business. This is a legit business. You know, this is, you know, how I make money. This is how I contribute to my household. You know, unless I'm at an event or a convention or something like that, I may give out samples, but I don't generally, you know, just give out samples like that. And she said, okay, you know, sis, I understand. And she said, okay, well, I'll try the 30. Okay, so let's say this was on a Wednesday. So the next day I brought the capsules to where we were at, and I said, hey, I have your order. When I saw her, I said, hey, I have your order in the car. Do you want it now? She says, no, I'm going to run somewhere to the store and I'll come right back to where we were at. And I said, okay, Queendom, let me tell you, she came back and she we were sitting in different locations, but close enough for her to see that I was there. Because here's the thing, I've already told you that I have your order. I bought it with me. It'll be a year in October that I've been in business. I'm not chasing you because, you know, you placed this order. You contacted me to place your order. I told you I have it. I'm not going to come after you every 5 minutes asking if you still want your order. She sat there. She was walking back and forth in front of me, you know, looking at me, never said anything. So I left that night. She never asked for her order. She messaged me the next day and said, hey, because we were going to see each other again on Saturday. Said, hey, bring it on Saturday. I come Saturday. She's not even there. So now I feel like I'm being played with. And, you know, I try to kind of chill and just kind of think about, I'm getting to a point where, you know, you have to think before you react. And I was like, well, let me just think about this thing and see, you know, what's really going on. So I messaged her. I said, hey, I didn't see you on Saturday. I have your order. You know, basically, what's the deal? She said, oh, well, my husband was there. I forgot to tell him to get it for you. Long story short, she did end up getting it. But that made me think about, you know, first of all, it really is an insult. If you're not an entrepreneur, you may not understand as much, you may not get it. But for me, for a customer or a stranger, not even a friend or someone that you've known, someone that you literally just met, you know, a couple of weeks ago, to ask for a sample, this is not, you know, something that I'm just doing on the side and it's just for fun. This is my business. This is something that will one day is building wealth for my family, you know, will one day be in stores across America, will one day be heard internationally, will one day, you know, be able to allow the opportunity for my husband and I to retire and build generational wealth. So this is just not something I'm just doing for fun. This is my business. This is something that I research. This is something that I put time and effort in every single day of my life for the last year. And really beyond that, researching before that. And so for someone to be building a business and then you come and ask for a sample, that's quite insulting, people, just for future references. It's very insulting to an entrepreneur who really takes their business seriously. Now, if I would have offered her a sample, that's different. But you don't just, you know, like who... And like I said, no, I'm not Walmart. No, I'm not, CVS, Walgreens, any of those things. However, again, this is my business that I'm building. This is my brand. And you don't go into those places and ask them for samples. And quite frankly, this is how I feel. I don't really care who's going to get upset about it. This is just how I feel. It's my podcast. I can say what I want to say. If I was a Caucasian or Asian or anything else, and she, I don't feel like that would have been done. She wouldn't have asked me for a sample. She would have gone and purchased her order and moved on by her business. And so I posed the question today, why are we like that? And, you know, it happens all across the board, but specifically to us, to Black people, and specifically even more to Black women. Why are we like that? I always tell people about 80% of my customers are, you know, Caucasian, like other, you know, come from different backgrounds. You know, I have quite a few of my friends and quite a few, you know, Black and brown people who support me. And thank you. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all my customers. I have lots of loyal customers. I have lots of repeat customers. I have new customers. But, you know, I find when I'm out at different events and different conventions and things like that, a African-American or Black person, whatever you want to call them, will come and I can explain, you know, everything. They'll ask me all the questions, which that's fine. I don't have a problem. You know, customer service is part of any business, any good business. But it's specifically when you're an entrepreneur, your customer service is everything. So I don't have a problem explaining. But, you know, you can do all this explaining and then they'll still look at you as if you're like you have five heads and like they don't understand, like what you're saying is just absolutely not making any kind of sense. And then they'll come back 2 weeks later and say, oh, I was talking to such and such such. And, you know, she said that this and this and that, you know, so, you know, and such is a Caucasian woman or a Caucasian man. And you were talking to them. Now they have verified or validated for you that the information I was telling you is correct, or that they have purchased something from me. Now you want to come back and purchase. And that's fine. I'm going to take the money. You get your merchandise, your product. But why does it take that? Why in business specifically do we look for others for validation? Especially when the information, it's not like the information I'm giving is just like foreign and it's not out there. The information is out there. You can look up, you can Google, you can research just like I did. But I've done intensive research, like research for months and months and months. But, you know, it's not hard to find if you know what you're looking for. So the information can be verified. But why is it that you have to go to another person to validate that information, then come back to me and say, oh, okay. And I understand it's a new business. And, you know, these days you do have to be careful, especially when it comes to your health and your body. I get that. It just, the whole sample thing, I think, was the thing that bothered me the most. And I was just like, I mean, I'm sorry, what? Like, sample? No, ma'am, you can either purchase this 60 count, you can purchase this 30 count, or you cannot purchase anything at all, and you can continue to be sick and feel bad. You know, so that was just one of the things that happened to me the last couple of weeks in regards to business. Something else that happened, you know, sometimes you meet a person and y'all become friends and y'all vibe, and as I said before, I'm really big on energy, and you know, your energies just connect, and it's just like, oh my god, this is perfect. And when you find a common ground such as business, you're like, okay, this will be great, let's connect, let's do this, you know, you bring me into this, I'll bring you into this. And then you get to a point where something that person is doing, it's just they continue to do it, even though you have expressed to them your distaste for that particular, whatever it is that they're doing, right? And I'm talking about like friendship, not necessarily like a relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or anything like that. I'm talking about friendship or a business ship. And if the person continues to do that, to me, that's disrespectful. To me, that is a lack of respect for me, or a lack of respect for the relationship, for the friendship. And sometimes you think because you're good friends that combining your friendship and business will be great. And sometimes for a lot of people that works. What I have, upon doing a lot of research, I found a lot of times that doesn't work. And I've also found that a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of people who have built businesses with strangers, or, you know, with people who, you know, they just had one common ground. They had just met, had one common ground. They were both about their business. And then over time, you know, they built their business and then they built a friendship. So long story short, just you have to really be careful when it comes to crossing the lines of friendship and business. For me, I have like very little patience, especially for adults. And I'm like this. If you tell me you're going to be somewhere at 2:00, we're meeting at 2:00. If you get there at 2:05, fine. You get there at 2:10, fine. Even if you get there at 2:30, fine. But if you get there at 4:00, that's, to me, that's a sign of disrespect, especially if you've messaged me and told me that you're on the way for the last hour and still never got there. Okay, one time. Now, if you continue to do this every time we're supposed to be meeting up in regards to business, and you continue to do that, and I've already expressed to you that, hey, you know, a pet peeve for me, a cutoff point, a like done deal for me is my time. Like when you continue to disrespect my time, because I have kids, a whole husband, a house, business, a job. I have several other things that I can be doing with my time. And not everyone has the type. I have a good friend who, I was telling her about something that happened to me, and she told me, she said, you know what, not everyone has the same hustle that you have. Not everyone has the same hustle that you have when it comes to your business. And I had never really thought about it like that, because some people say they have that hustle, or they act as if they have a hustle, but they're not serious about it. And when I'm doing business, I'm a different type of person, because you never know what avenue can take you to what place. You may start something thinking it's just, you know, something little, for example, a podcast. You know, a lot of people I've found that I love podcasts. A lot of the podcasts I listen to, I research the people and I look up the podcast and I research the podcast. And a lot of the people, you know, they started the podcast just because they wanted to talk, whether it was about relationships, money, business, whatever it is, whether they just wanted to get on the podcast and talk about something different every week. And it started as something small for a lot of them. And now they're like, you know, promoting their businesses. They're having guests on. They're meeting celebrities. They're traveling across the world. They're going to conventions and everything. So when it comes to business, especially, I take everything in my life very serious. My family, my husband, my kids, my business, everything. But specifically business, because I am an entrepreneur and I have a new business. And the goal of my business is to really help people with their health, help people with the knowledge and the information that is out there for us. So when I feel like someone is disrespecting my time, after I've expressed to them several times, listen, it's just like, you know, when you're in a relationship, when you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband, whatever, to some people, cheating is acceptable. To some people, you know, they can get hit. That's acceptable to them. You know, for some people, that's a done deal. That's like, no, you cheat one time, it's over. For me, in a relationship and a friendship, if I continue to say, listen, if you know you can't do something at a certain time, fine, just don't say you can do something, and you continue to do it, and then every time I say something to you about it, you're laughing it off as if it's a joke, or, you know, something came up, or if we're supposed to be on a call at a certain time and I don't hear from you till the next day, that's a problem for me, because I've waited, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes after the time that you said, when I could have been doing something else with my life. Even if I want to just go lay down and sleep, it's my time. And I don't operate that way. I don't do that to people, because that's their time. Time is very precious. Time is very valuable, because even if you live to 100, it's still not enough time on this earth. And you want to try to make, I know it sounds cliche, but you want to try to make every moment, and you want to try to make every minute count. So long story short, just, you have to really be careful when you are crossing the lines of friendship and business, because it can do one of two things. It can either ruin your business, or it can ruin your friendship, or both. So I guess one of three things, or it can ruin both. So just for future references for everyone, I hate lateness. I hate tardiness. I hate when someone says they're going to do something at a certain time, or we're going to meet at a certain time. Like, you know, some things are okay. For example, my husband and I go out on dates. If we're meeting with other couples or whatever, for the most part, we're going to always be on time and everyone else is going to be late. And at first, it used to bug me. But I got to a point where him and I, we still go upon our time, our date. We'll still go to wherever we're going. We'll order our drinks. We'll order, you know, our food, whatever, if we want to, whatever we want to do. And then when the other people get there, they just get there when they get there. You know, I'm not stopping. You know, I'm okay with that, because I'm not stopping my life. When I'm doing business with someone and we're supposed to meet at a certain time, or we're supposed to be on a phone call at a certain time, we're supposed to do something at a certain time, and I'm stopping the rest of my life to do that because that's how passionate I am about my business, and then you don't show up, or you show up 2 hours. Like, to me, there's no excuse to continuously do that. And you know what I hate? When someone says, something came up, or I had a lot going on last night. As if no one else in this world has a lot going on. Like, as if I have nothing else I could be doing except sitting here waiting for you to call or text, or, you know, to come over so we can get this business done. So anyways, that was something else very interesting that happened to me within the last couple of weeks. And, you know, with business is, I've learned, when people say, you know, starting a business, being an entrepreneur, it's hard. It really is hard. And it's not just hard in the aspect of you just, you know, you're starting a business and you have to start it from the ground up and you're putting in all the work. It's mentally hard. It's emotionally hard, because sometimes you can be discouraged. Sometimes things, you think something is going to happen and it falls through. Sometimes things go great and you're so overwhelmed with how great they're going. And I'm in a season right now where for Holistic Natural Mom, business is going great. Business is going good. And it's like, you don't want to move too fast, but you also don't want to get stuck. So what I've learned is while you're up, while the business is going good, you want to keep that momentum up. So you always want to be thinking about the next thing. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a planner. I like to plan. When my family and I go on vacation, like right now, I'm already planning where we're going to take our kids for spring break next year. Like, I'm a planner. I plan vacations 5-6 months ahead of time, sometimes a year. I like to plan everything in my life because unfortunately, sometimes things happen that are out of your control. Sometimes things happen that, you know, just pop up and you're just like, oh my God, you know, what is that? But nine times out of 10, if you have a plan, you just adjust your plan. That's all. You just adjust your plan because we all know that things are going to happen. Unexpected things are going to happen. And you just have to adjust. You have to readjust yourself. But I'm at a point in Holistic Natural Mom where I'm trying to keep my momentum up. I'm always thinking about the next thing. I'm always thinking about how can I improve myself? How can I improve my business? What is marketing, advertising, you know, doing different conventions. Believe it or not, it's not, even though we're on this wave now where, you know, everyone is trying to become vegan, everyone is cutting out meat, cutting out dairy, everyone is listening to Dr. Sabi and his family and following his, you know, policies and procedures, and everyone is leaning more towards the holistic and natural route. There's not a lot of conventions and events and things out there, especially not locally. So it's very hard to find those things, and then to travel and when you have a family and you have other things going on. But at this point in my business, at this point in my life, I'm always thinking about the next thing. I'm always thinking about what I'm going to do next with Holistic Natural Mom. So if you see me out somewhere, you know, come talk to me. I have no problem sharing information. You can place orders on holisticnaturalmom.com. It's spelled just like it sounds. Holistic, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Natural, N-A-T-U-R-A-L, mom, mom.com. You can email me with all your questions, consultations, statements at holisticnaturalmom@gmail.com. You can also email queenchat19@gmail.com and we'll get back to you if you have any topics you want us to talk about. If you have anything, you know, any questions you have or anything about any questions about this episode or any questions about previous episodes. I do want to still shout out John Jay's. She has shea butter. That's where I get my shea butter from me and my family. That's where I get my sage from. She sells a black soap and the original black soap, not the black soap that you're going to Walmart to get and it's actually black and you're like, oh, black soap. Because let me tell y'all, for people who don't know by now, that's not the real black soap. She has the real black soap that's coming from across the waters. She has also made a wonderful facial wash that has turmeric in it, which for those of you who don't know, turmeric is a herb. It's a, it says orange in color, and it's a herb that it helps with black spots. As far as on the outside, it helps with black spots. Now, the inside, when you ingest turmeric, let me tell y'all, turmeric helps with inflammation. Turmeric helps with colds, mucus. Turmeric has so many benefits, but getting back to her facial wash, turmeric is one of the ingredients that's in her facial wash. And let me just tell you, I usually recommend that to go along. I have a skin capsule that I have. And, you know, it clears up the eczema, the itchy skin, the acne due to adult puberty, and so adult acne, just different things. And then, you know, sometimes when you clear up that acne, sometimes you still have those black spots. So I almost recommend my customers to try her facial wash that she has. So you can find her on Facebook, Nicole Mullins. John Jay's is her business. Holistic Natural Mom. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Like I said, you can email me. You can place all orders on my website, holisticnaturalmom.com. I do have a website. So the kids are back to school now. And of course, that means germs, nastiness, snotty nose, especially if you have smaller kids, snotty nose, and then they're rubbing their nose and touching your child and touching that child. Now there's germs all over, sneezing. They're not covering their mouth. They're not sneezing into their arm. It's disgusting. I hate it. So you know what that means? That means they're coming home with colds, coughs, sore throats, strep throat, watery eyes, pink, all kinds of things, right? In this last 2 weeks, I have sold out of my superstar elderberry syrup. I've sold out of it, 3 to 4 times. I just made a new batch, so for everyone who needs elderberry syrup, I will be delivering this week. Contact me for your orders. You can contact me online at my website, or you can email me, or you can find me on Instagram as well, Holistic Natural Mom. Elderberry is like the king of herbs as far as colds, cough, flu. My elderberry syrup is for colds, cough. When you're feeling the cold coming on, you know, when you get the itchy throat, you get the watery eyes, you're starting to sneeze, that's when you start taking your elderberry. It's a cough syrup. It's the best natural, and I don't like to say medicine. I don't like to say medicine, because medicine is, you know, your prescriptions, and that's not what I do. Everything that I make is all natural and holistic. Everything that I promote is all natural and holistic. My kids take this, I take it. About 2 years ago, as I stated before, and I believe in episode 1, is when elderberry syrup was basically the first thing I made for my family. And I made it into a tea. So I was giving my kids the elderberry tea. I was taking the elderberry tea because they always had some type of respiratory issues. Cold, they had asthma, they were getting sick all the time, flu, everything. And, you know, quite frankly, when you get the flu and you go to get your prescription, you go to the doctor and you get the Tamiflu, you can, and this is facts, you can look it up. Although Tamiflu may help some people, it may help you, you know, get over that flu in 2 to 3 days. First of all, if you don't take that Tamiflu within a certain amount of time of you getting that flu, it doesn't work. Second of all, it has horrible, horrible side effects, such as hallucinations. And I don't really think you want your six-year-old walking around having hallucinations. The elderberry, like I said, was the first thing that I tried. It was the first thing that I made for my family. And I remember my son coming home from his friend's house, and he was sick. Like, the flu, it just happened so quickly. He was over there for a couple. When he went, he wasn't sick. And so I'm guessing the boys, his friends that he went to visit, they were already getting sick. And within a couple hours of me dropping him off, he was like, you know, can you come pick me up? I don't feel well. And then he got home, and I was like, oh my God. I had took him to the doctor, and, you know, they did the test, you know, when they swabbed the nose, and it came back positive for flu. And I was like, oh my God. Well, absolutely no Tamiflu, because at that time I had heard a story of a girl, I think she was 10 or 11, and she had took Tamiflu and she hallucinated. And next thing you know, her mom found her trying to jump out of a window. So I was like, well, absolutely no Tamiflu. And I had already been hearing about this herb, elderberry. So I started doing more research. I found a little bit of it, made it a tea. 24 hours, he was like better. And you know, for the flu, that's pretty much unheard of, right? So, you know, fast forward to now. Last year when I opened up my business, elderberry was the first product that I released, and it did great. And you know, usually during the summer, it kind of died down because, you know, kids are not as sick as much. They're not in school, you know, so they're at home, they're in their kind of protective area, you know, so I wasn't getting as many orders with the particular elderberry syrup. So I didn't make it as much. I made it basically made to order. So I didn't make it unless you know, called it and specifically asked for it. So now that the kids are back in school, of course, the elderberry is like selling out, you know, all the time. Except elderberry is most often taken as a supplement to treat cold and flu symptoms. Cold, flu, you know, itchy throat. It's also used to treat strep throat. And it helps. And it's, the thing is, when I make it, it's not nasty. So kids love it. You can ask any child. Parents always tell me about how much the kids, like, they don't mind taking it. I add a natural sweetener to it, so it's not nasty. And actually, elderberry itself is not a nasty herb. It's not one of those herbs. I have some herbs that are just like, ugh, as good as they are for you, it's just like disgusting. Elderberry is, it's a European or elderberry, or black elder. It's native. The tree is native in Europe. So it's grown in different other parts of the world, but basically it comes from Europe, and it can grow up to, I want to say like 29, 30 feet. So it can get pretty tall. Now if you're just eating the berries, you know, like say you lived in Europe and you have the elderberry tree or the elder tree, and you just are like eating the berries from the tree, they're a little bit, you know, tart. So you would want to probably cook them first before just you know, going and eating them. Now there's other parts, of course, of the elder tree. Like you have the flowers, the leaves. There, the flowers and the leaves are actually used for pain reliefs of swelling, inflammation, and different things, and also can be used for like detox. Like it helps, and this is the flowers and the leaves, it can help basically produce urine and induce sweating. So, you know, of course, just like when people say drink lots of water, that's to help you detox. So you're detoxing all those toxins out of your body through your urine or through sweat, you know, through your pores. The bark is also used as a laxative, and it helps to induce vomiting. So say you had, you know, you were poisoned or had some type of food poisoning or something, and instead of going to the doctor, you know, if you want to go the natural way, you use the bark, and that helps you to induce the vomit to help you get that out of you. Now what I use, the dried berries, or, you know, the juice part of it, are used to treat the flu, the infections. They can also be used to treat like headaches. I do have a headache capsule that I make that made to order. And elderberry is actually one of the ingredients that I use in there. And people, sometimes I found that people actually use the berries and they make like jam. So like, you know, jam, peanut butter, jelly sandwich, you know, but you use it to use it with your berries, your elderberry. So you're getting like the natural elderberry, but you're getting a sweet treat, you know, which if you say you made it as a jam, it would be on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and it's actually something that's healthy, doesn't have all the extra sugar and stuff in it. And I said the elderberry is just, it's like I said, I call it my superstar product, because it actually works and it does so well. It has your vitamin C, which we know vitamin C, you know, how your grandmother, your mother always said, eat an orange, you know, it has vitamin C, drink this orange juice. Well, let me just tell y'all this about the orange juice. You know, the orange juice, if you look at the ingredients on the back of the orange juice carton, it has so much sugar. It has more sugar and more horrible stuff than it has the actual vitamin C that our body needs. So really, unless you're, and orange juice is Sunny Delight, which is not even real orange juice, but Sunny Delight is so, it's delicious, right? But it's not really, you know, when your child is sick, giving them Sunny Delight is not giving them as much vitamin C as you think. You come out better eating an orange or taking some elderberry. Elderberry has vitamin C. It's good for fiber. It's just overall, like one of the best things I could suggest, one of the best herbs I can suggest for overall health. That's why I always say when you get your elderberry syrup, even after you're feeling better, still continue to take a shot of it 2 to 3 times a week. It helps build your immune system. And that's not to say that you won't ever get sick again. Like, oh, I took your elderberry syrup and you said I wasn't going to get sick again. Now I got a cold. No, but over time, it will reduce the amount of times you get sick, and it will reduce the severity of your sickness. Because if you're anything like me, when I used to get colds and stuff, it would shut. You would think I had the flu or pneumonia, was about to die. When I used to get a cold, oh my God, I like the first 2 to 3 days, I'm in the bed. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. I'm sweating. I'm coughing. I'm sneezing. My eyes are watery. My nose is stuffy. I can't breathe. I can't work. Like I never could just have like a regular cold where I can still operate. I couldn't operate. My head was hurting. Chills, like horrible, right? So over time of me taking the elderberry, that has helped. And for the most part, once you start the elderberry, it will start to relieve those, let's say flu symptoms. If you have the flu, cold symptoms, it will start to relieve those symptoms within 24 hours. Now it's not saying you're going to feel great and 100% in 24 hours, but you'll feel a lot better than you did 24 hours prior to taking the elderberry. Or if you never start taking the elderberry, but if you're sick, or if you have like a weak immune system, like I used to have, or like my kids used to have, you're really not risking anything, because elderberry, and this is all stuff that can be researched, found online. Elderberry is really, it's all natural, and it is so good for our bodies. You can never basically have enough vitamin C. I know I've read research a couple of other benefits, such as like it helps fight cancer. It helps fight the harmful bacteria in your body. So when you take elderberry, like say if you were taking it to help you detox and you have bacteria in your body, and it can help you, it helps you detox through your pores, like I said, through sweating and also through your urine. So you're getting rid of that bacteria. And that also helps with like bronchitis. Like I said, all those upper respiratory issues that a lot of people have, the chronic cough, the smoker's cough, this will help against this. Like I said, especially, I know a lot of people that take water pills for high blood pressure, they're retaining too much salt, water, whatever it is. This helps. This, because it increases your urine. So, you know, you urinate more. Of course, you want to take it with water, you know. So, if you want to take, like, say, an elderberry tea, which I can make you, and you take that. And then, of course, you still drink your water throughout the day, but it will help you detox your body because it's going to help your urine intake. So, again, just a few of the benefits of elderberry. And I wanted to talk about that today because it has been like going off the shelves like crazy. And I know in this season, fall is about to come, which I love fall. And you don't want your kids sick during the fall. You don't want them sick. They can't, you know, whether you celebrate Halloween or whatever, they can't go out for Halloween. They can't enjoy the holidays. You don't want to be sick. This thing is good for pregnant women. It's good for babies. It's good for kids. It's good for adults. It's good for the elderly. Anyone literally can take elderberry, not elderberry syrup. And again, like I said, this is all information that is researchable. It's all information that you can find. I say this, when you have some time, look up elderberry, look up the health risk and side effects of elderberry, look up the all the good things that elderberry have, and then contact Holistic Natural Mom to order your elderberry syrup. I'm telling you, it will truly, truly change your life. So again, everyone, I want to thank you guys so much for continuing to rock with the Queen Chat. I know we haven't been as consistent with releasing the podcast episodes every week, but there are some great things coming for Holistic Natural Mom, and there are some great things coming for the Queen Chat. And I believe, you know, the Queen Chat is a vision that was given to us or given to me, and it's gonna initially given to, I feel like, to help promote my business and help promote other businesses, and to really let me be able to put the information out there so people can know I'm just not, you know, making up stuff and selling anything. You know, I actually have the knowledge. I have the information. I'm a master medical herbalist. So shout out to me. I have that education. I have that, my certifications. You know, I've studied, I've researched these things. And with any business, with life in general, I read this article that said, once you stop learning, you stop living. So of course, you know, I learn every day, and that's how it should be with any business. You continue to learn, you continue to try to improve. And that's what I'm doing. I'm improving, I'm learning every day, but with the knowledge that I already have, the knowledge that I do know, I want to put it out there to the people. I want potential customers and my current customers to know, you know, I'm not just throwing some things together and hoping it's worked. These are things that I actually test, just like any other you know, company would. I test these products for weeks, months sometimes, before I release it. You know, these are things that I know for the most part work. And again, with any medication, with any medicine, with anything you go to your doctor to get, even when you go to Walmart and you get the Claritin or whatever, yeah, it may work for 90% of people. You may be in that 10% that it don't work for. That doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means it doesn't work for you. And in that case, even if it does work, it's not the healthiest. So then you come on over here to Holistic Natural Mom and you get your natural healthy medicine that actually, for the most part, will work. I always say I have something. Like I had a customer who came, I believe she originally came because she was having headaches and migraines. And unfortunately, the headache and migraine capsule that I made for her, it didn't work. I had a rub that I made for her, and the rub would work sometimes, but she was just still having horrible headaches and horrible migraines, and the capsules just were not working. And thank you, she knows who she is, for her support, because even though the capsule didn't work, she came back because she kept hearing about all my other, you know, products that I had. And even though that didn't work, she came and she purchased something else, the energy capsule, which is also an energy booster and it's a appetite suppressant, so it helps you lose weight. So if you need that, I have that as well, holisticnaturalmom.com. But she purchased that and she has been a consistent customer ever since. So, you know, even though one thing didn't help work for her necessarily, she still came back and something else that worked for another problem that she was having. So anyways, I just want to thank everyone for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Please share. Y'all, let's support each other. I always say I support everything positive and black. And I support all, you know, I support all kinds of things. But in this day and age, we need us to support us. We really, really do. So support the Queen Chat, support Holistic Natural Mom, support all your positive black businesses that you're seeing. Don't just look at them and turn your nose up and think they don't know what they're doing or think they don't know what they're talking about because they're black owned or brown owned. Give them a chance just like you would give anyone else. And don't ask for discounts and, you know, can you get a buy one, get one free? No. Give them people their money. We're out here working hard, hustling, doing what we need to do. And in my case, to try to provide good health and the knowledge to our people and to everyone. So again, thank you so much, the Queen Chat audience. Make sure you subscribe on Anchor. We're on Anchor. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. Wherever you can download your podcast, we are on. And again, I just want to thank everyone so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. Until next time, health, wealth, and fitness. Have a wonderful afternoon.